Hello, hello, hello. This is Noam Dar, the great Khalid's best pal, and you're listening to the UK's number one independent wrestling podcast, The Indie Corner.
Welcome to the show this week, guys. A massive weekend coming up here in the UK with PCW having their Super Show of Honor, which of course features many of the stars from Ring of Honor over in the US. And also Progress have their Chapter 16 show on Sunday coming up. So, you know, a big weekend overall. So he's saying that, you know, coming up later on, I'll have a preview of the PCW shows with good friend of the show, Justin DiVigilio, who, of course, is very familiar with the Ring of Honor products, as he's a big fan and, of course, reviews the TV shows for the website. And also, I was supposed to be previewing the Progress show with someone, but that has fallen through. So I'll take a look at that show on my own a bit later on. And, of course, Justin will be on again at the end of the show with his usual US indie news. So before we get going, just get this little plug, so to speak, out of the way. It's Black Friday this week, as well as the holiday season. So if you're thinking of, you know, like buying gifts for friends or family and you use Amazon, please use the banner on theindiecorner.com, or you can bookmark this link, tinyurl.com/indiecorneramazon. Because every time you buy from Amazon using that link, you know, it doesn't cost you any more. But I get a little kickback from them to help with the running costs of the site on the podcast, which, you know, is much needed at this time, you know, with rising costs, etc. So, yeah, any support you could give me, I'll be very grateful for. Right, now what we'll do now is head straight into the news. So, and for this, I just have to thank Craig Hermit, who's been a big helper this week, as I've been pushed for time, and he's helped compile the news. So thanks to that one, Craig. So yeah, guys, what we're doing now, like I say, right into the news.
Hey, this is the Pride of Wales, Eddie Dennis from Defend Indie Wrestling, and you're listening to the best independent wrestling podcast in the UK, The Indie Corner.
And we're back, guys, with the news, starting with British Championship Wrestling. They have confirmed the members for the Survivor Series match at their December 6th show, No Blood, No Sympathy, Night 2, up in the Grand Hall in Kilmarnock in Scotland. It's been announced that Team Mossy will consist of Johnny Moss, TJ Rage and Big Damo, and Team Grado will feature Grado, Davey Blaze and Wolfgang. That's an interesting couple of teams there. You know, it should be a very good match indeed, that one. Yeah, if you search for British Championship Wrestling on Facebook, look for more details on that. Fight Club Pro have announced that there's going to be a Clash of the Bastodons at the December 5th show, Infinity 2014 Night 1, back at the Planet in Wolverhampton. So that will see once again Trent Seven step into the ring one-on-one with the Bastard Dave Mastiff. It's been confirmed that the team of Dave Rain and Joey Hayes, as well as the Danny Hope of the Models, will compete against the current Future Shock champion Xander Cooper and the current Future Shock tag team champions Don Mitchell and Ryan Hendricks in a six-man tag team match at the next Future Shock show, which will be Future Shock 78 at the Stockport Masonic Guild Hall this coming weekend, November 30th. Insane Championship Wrestling have confirmed that there's going to be a contract signing for their December 7th show, Brush Your Goose, at the Glasgow Garage. It's been announced that BT, Gunn and Wolfgang will sign the contract for their January the 5th cage match at the Garage on December 7th. IPW UK have announced the Pick Your Partner tag team match for their December 7th show, Christmas Cracker. It's going to be at the White Oak Leisure Centre in Swanley, and it's been confirmed that Will Ospreay and Paul Robinson will face each other with a partner of their choosing. Should be a good tag team match indeed, that one. WrestleZone have added a stipulation to a match scheduled for their December 6th show, Christmas Chaos. up at the Summit Hill Hotel and Suites in Aberdeen. It's been announced that due to his last set live in Arbroath, the alpha male, who is now banned from ringside during the Scotty Swift first Chris Archer match. Tidal Championship Wrestling are back on December 21st at the Leeds University Union with Silent Nightmare. A few weeks back, I exclusively announced that Dynamite Pete Dunne will be facing TNA's Bram. Now they've announced a total of 8 matches for this one, so here they are. Going to see Sean Only against Dan James, Matt Myers against Flash Morgan Webster, Lana Austin and Ruby Summers against Nixon Newell and Violet O'Hara, El Ligero against Mark Andrews in a Spinal Tap ladder match, Dara Diablo against JD Boom, The Proven against who are Sam Wilder and Kaz Crash up against Ryan Smiler and Damian Dunn. Of course, like I say, there's Pete Dunne against Bram. And then in the main event, you'll see the current Tidal Championship Wrestling champion, Rampage Brown, against Liam Lazarus. So yeah, that's it for the news for this week. Thanks again to Craig for helping sort that out. What we'll do now is have a quick break, and then we'll go straight into the preview with myself and Justin of the PCW Ring of Honor Super Show weekend. Welcome back to the show, guys. As I said just before the break, coming onto the show right now is a guy who's been on the podcast before, and he does a bit of stuff on the website as well, Ring of Honor TV Reviews. That's my good friend Justin DiVigilio from over there in Philadelphia. So first things first, how are you today, Justin?
I'm doing good. Kind of shit weather out right now, but the holiday, Thanksgiving's almost upon us, and if that, the holiday of Christmas and stuff like that will be coming right around the corner. So I'm doing good. How about you, Stu?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I mean, the reason you're on here today is obviously to preview these upcoming PCW Ring of Honor shows that are coming up the weekend here in the UK. And, you know, it's like Christmas has come early for the fans that are going to be in attendance, because 4 shows featuring a whole heap of talented workers, both from over here in the UK and over there in the US. So, talking about holidays and Christmas. Yeah, it's going to be
couple
a good
presents
weekend
for everybody over there.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a good weekend for the fans in attendance. Anyway, so yeah, we'll get cracking and start talking about some of the matches. Obviously, there's a lot of matches over the 4 nights. We won't talk about everything, but we'll just pinpoint certain things from certain shows and go from there. So the first one's going to be on November the 28th for Super Show of Honor, the first one. There's going to be a 4-way tag team match, which you'll see the current PCW Tag Team Champions Team Single go up against the Briscoe Brothers, the Decade, and Red Dragon. Now, obviously, you're very familiar with the three, the three American teams there, but they're not all American, are they? Obviously, Kyle O'Reilly and Red Dragon's from Canada.
Well, Justin O'Reilly's Canadian, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. So, you're very familiar with them three teams. Do you know much about Team Single at all?
Well, I did see one match of them against Davey Richards and Michael Elgin for the PCW tag titles. I do know Rampage Brown from some progress work and progress matches and the TNA British Boot Camp. But
Have you been watching that as well over there?
No, it's not on. Seen like some clips off of Twitter and stuff like that, and just heard about it.
Yeah.
So I've heard that he's very good, along with the other finalists from there.
Rampage Brown is very impressive. Carry on.
Yeah, and his match with Joe, I heard, obviously probably was amazing, because they're both big athletic guys who can move quickly. So,
yeah.
And T-Bone, who's the other half, I don't really know too much about. but when I watched the one match, he seemed like more like the trash talker of the group.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. It's just, you know, he's a decent wrestler in his own right, but as we spoke to when I was speaking to you off here, you know, Rampage Brown is head and shoulders over most people in the UK, so that's not taking anything away from T-Bone or nothing like that. It's just the fact of Rampage is so good. But yeah, this match is going to be interesting, really, really big match. You know, the Briscoe brothers, you know, been around for donkeys. I've been watching them since about 2001. You know, he started off when I first used to watch him in CZW, and I think a bit in Jersey All Pro as well. So I've been watching him for donkeys now. Been around forever, it seems. And, you know, Red Dragon, you know, great tag team in their own right as well. The Decade, I can't think I found what incarnation of the Decade this is going to be. I think one of them is BJ Whitmer, but I'm trying to work out who the...
It's Roderick Strong.
Member is going to be?
It's Roderick Strong.
Oh, Roderick Strong, yeah. So that in itself makes it a decent tag team, you know. So BJ Whitmer, I'm never the biggest fan of BJ Whitmer over the years, to be honest with you. And I think when he turned on the in Ring of Honor, it was a good thing. I think it was a kick up the backside, like an injection that he needed, so to speak, for this one. So what would you say? Do you think this match will go?
Well, I would say that as long as the Briscoes are in this, it's probably going to be a crazy match that goes all over the place because they're nuts and they pretty much do what they want, especially Jay.
Yeah.
And then Mark just jumps in and does something that's amazing or funny. And then Red Dragon probably going to bring more serious feeling to this match.
Yeah.
As it would... be as that's how they wrestle, but they do have some comedy, but not when they wrestle. So it's going to be good. Like, I don't think any match on either of these shows are going to be bad per se, but like some are obviously going to stand out. So hopefully this one will be, as it's giving the PCW tag champs a chance to wrestle the ROH tag champs and one of the best tag teams of the past decade in the Briscoes.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be a good match indeed. Moving on, obviously Lance Storm, he doesn't wrestle many matches these days, especially over in the UK. It's been a good 5 years plus since he was last over or something like that. But he's going to be wrestling Martin Kirby. Obviously more well known for being one half of Project Ego with Chris Travis, but up in PCW he does wrestle a lot of singles matches as well. This is going to be a really good match for Martin, and like I say, interesting to see the condition of Lance Storm. I mean, I know he still keeps himself fit. He teaches wrestling up there in Canada now. But yeah, it'll be an interesting match and a big one for Martin Kirby. He's had some quite big ones as it is over the last year or so himself, gone up against the likes of Juicy and Thunder Liger. So yeah, it should be a good match indeed. Any thoughts on that one?
Not too many thoughts, but Martin Kirby wasn't, like, out of Project Ego, like, Chris Travis stood out to me. He seems like more the athletic one of the group. Mm-hmm. And Lance Storm is known for, like, some of the athletic feats that he's accomplished in the ring with the moves he does with standing vertical leap to the top turnbuckle like he used to do in ECW and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm just hoping for a really good match, as I won't be able to see it until a long time after the fact, but I'm hoping for a good match, as Lance Storm is one of the more consistent guys. He's not like blow away good. He's just really consistent. And Martin Kirby, I enjoy him as when he wrestles. So that's pretty much it.
Quickly going back to that, what you just said about not being able to see. I read a tweet the other day recently. It might be early this week, in fact, from the PCW Twitter account. And they basically is going to try and get their video guy to get the on-demand version of it online within a week.
Okay.
So if they can do that turnaround like another British company over here do ICW, they do it within a week. So it'd be interesting to see if PCW can do it as well. And like I say, guys overseas as well as here, before the DVDs come out, get to see the stuff as well. But yeah, moving on. Going to see Madman Manson go up against Delirious. I mean, Delirious is another guy you know, doesn't wrestle many matches. Definitely not in Ring of Honor. I think he does might do a few independent dates here and there.
He does Chikara. Sometimes.
And definitely not in a in Ring of Honor does he do much. But obviously, you know, majority of people know that he's the guy behind the scenes. Shall we say the booker, if you like, you know.
Yeah.
Who basically steers the ship from behind the scenes in Ring of Honor. So interesting one seeing him coming from behind the curtain and go back to wrestling the match. And I know you don't know too much about Madman Manson, but you know, different character compared to a majority on this show, which is like a serious product with PCW wrestling and Ring of Honor wrestling. But it's going to be very intriguing indeed to see Madman Manson go up against Delirious. Moving on to a total different kettle of fish, two members of Team Suplex, the Bastard Dave Mastiff, going up against Adam Cole. I mean, this is going to be a cracking match indeed. You know, I personally think today Adam Cole. I know a lot of people say it about certain wrestlers and this, that, and the other, but for me, Adam Cole, big statement to say, but for me personally, how I feel, I think Adam Cole is the best wrestler about at the moment, to be honest with you. That's how highly thought of he is. And people will probably say, well, if he was that good, why hasn't he been snapped up by the WWE and stuff like that? And what I've always said is, I think there's nothing unique about him, if you know what I mean. Just his wrestling skills, he's not going to get him signed, if you know what I mean. There's nothing unique about his look or anything like that. That's going to get him signed. And it's unfortunate, really, because, you know, it's good for us yeah. indie fans who are going to get to see him still. But that's the way I look at it. But yeah, Dave Mastiff against Adam Cole. I know you're very familiar with Adam Cole, of course, and you've seen a bit of Dave Mastiff. How do you see this one going?
Well, I see this one. I kind of hope they argue of who's the better guy in Team Suplex. Obviously, in my opinion, it's Adam Cole.
I thought you were going to say Zack Sabre Jr.
No. I do love Zack Sabre Jr. I do want him back in the U.S. if you guys didn't read my column on theinnercorner.com. But Zack Sabre Jr. I mean, Adam Cole is definitely one of the best. And what you said about him not going to WWE, there's not what he does in the ring isn't too special, like you said. And his facials are so amazing, what he does with his facial expressions. So. And he was a real cool guy when I met him back in February. Made me hold the ROH title belt when he still had it. So yeah. And Dave Mastiff, really good wrestler, especially for a big guy, really light on his feet. I saw him wrestle Kevin Steen on PCW's YouTube channel. I really enjoyed that match, and I'm hoping this one is a very good match, which I don't think it can't be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. It's going to be, I think... It's got the potential to be the match of the night, that first night up there with the six-man match that we'll talk about in a while. But, yeah, it's going to be a very good match indeed. And the next one, Bubblegum going up against Paul London. Bubblegum, you know, he's got an interesting character, really interacts with the crowd and stuff like that, and it does a real good job. But in his own right, he's a very good wrestler. And Paul London, he's just, I don't know, he's always been known as being out there a bit. And he had one, I think it was his first PCW appearance, and his ring entrance took about 15 minutes. he was going around the whole arena or the whole building, the venue, high-fiving people. And there was one bit which did make me laugh, I've got to admit, when I watch it on DVD. He was going into sections where there was actually no one sitting or standing and high-fiving imaginary people as well, which I thought was quite funny. And PCW recently, I think it may have been their last show, or maybe the one before, I'm not sure. They actually had a show with Paul London on, and it was called Get in the Bloody Ring, because, you know, stating to the fact of how long it takes to get to the ring, which I thought was funny. But yeah, that should be a good match indeed. Michael Elgin's gone up against Brodus Clay. As much as I like Michael Elgin, I think we'll just skip that one. So,
can I say something about that one?
Oh, if you must. Just, go on then.
It's going to be quick, don't worry.
Yeah.
He's going against Brodus Clay. One word. Why? Honestly, why?
I don't know. When it was announced that he was coming over for the... Bring him over by all means, you know.
It's almost like a head-scratcher.
Yeah, PCW bring over a lot of ex-WWE guys. Fair enough, it's up to them. It's their business, just, the promoter's business, and it's totally down to who wants to bring over. But it was all supposed to be like Ring of Honor, PCW weekend, and then I seen that name and thought, oh, okay.
I just
then.
Don't think the match is going to like be as good as people think, and with Michael Elgin being in the news a lot lately, might not help him any more than other stuff has with what's going on with him. So,
yeah.
That's a lot. Like, really, like, I'm fine with him being on the show. Like, that's cool. That's great. PCW brought him out. He's an attraction, as he's been in WWE. And so, and he obviously has his fans, so it's good for him. He's making money. He's going to England. Wrestle Michael Elgin. That's good for him.
That's what it's all about, making money. Yes, sure. No problems with him coming over at all. It's just not something that I'd go out of my way to do or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, onto the six-way that I mentioned earlier. We're going to see Ring of Honor, Cedric Alexander, ACH, take part in this one with four PCW guys. And of course, being White Lightning, Mark Andrews, your favourite British guy, Noam Dar.
Yes, sir.
Joey Hayes and Dean Allmark. Now, this is just going to be wild. I mean, Noam Dar will bring a bit of a character to this, but the fact that it's featuring ACH, and I've wanted ACH to come to this country for so long.
You're a big fan of him.
I know, yeah, and I'm not going to get to see him live. It's a
that's a shame.
You just mentioned the term head scratcher for me. I'm slapping myself in the face type thing. but yeah, it's going to be a great match. You know, Dean Allmark, Mark Andrews, especially Cedric Alexander. All of them do high flying stuff. You know, Joey Hayes and Noam Dar, I've got it in them as well to that type of stuff. But Noam Dar brings something else to the table, and that's probably why you're such a big fan of him. So I'll let you talk a little bit more now about, obviously, this match and Noam Dar, etc.
Well, ACH is definitely going to be loved over there in England. As like, he just seems so much like the underdog, but he doesn't really look like one. He just acts like one. And then what he does with his athleticism is breathtaking. As if anybody saw the first 30-minute time limit draw against Jay Lethal for the TV title, well, I was there front row, so that was amazing. I really wish he would have won the title, but other than that, and Noam Dar, I don't know why he really stood out to me. Like, he, along with Adam Cole, I don't think he really does too much. Like, he doesn't do too much, but he just stands out. Plus, he's like 22, am I right?
Yeah, 22, something like that, yeah.
And he's one of my top three favorite British guys, along with Sabre Jr. and Andrews in this, Mark Andrews in this match. So this match should probably be the most exciting, just like funnest match to watch for people in attendance and on VOD or DVD, whatever.
Yeah. It's gonna be a cracking match, that one. And the last one they've got up for the first night. Basically, a Dragon Gate stroke Evolve guy who are Nation going up against a Ring of Honor guy in Tommaso Ciampa. Obviously, UR Nation's a big, big favourite in PCW. He's a big favourite anywhere where he wrestles over in the UK, to be honest with you.
That theme song.
Yeah, but he's big up in PCW. Tommaso Ciampa, like I say, we spoke about it off air. He's been here before. Wrestled Martin Kirby for the Ring of Honor Television Championship. So, the crowd there will be familiar with him as well, regardless of what they watch on TV, if they see, you know, Ring of Honor TV or DVDs, whatever. You know, the crowd that regularly attend PCW will be familiar with Ciampa from that. So this should be a good match indeed. Ciampa's one of my favourite Ring of Honor guys, to be honest. For me, when I see him in other promotions like PWG, he just doesn't stand out enough, if you know what I mean. But when I see him in Ring of Honor, he's right up there in the top three or four Ring of Honor guys that I like to watch, along with ACH, Adam Cole, you know what I mean. So this should be a good match indeed. What are you expecting from this one?
I'm expecting one really big guy who's athletic, and then one pissed off dude who wants to hit the shit out of someone in Ciampa.
Yeah. Very intense scenario.
Yeah, I love Ciampa too. I'm hoping he gets the world title in ROH soon, because I think he should be up there. Not like he deserves it, like when people say that, just like I want him to be champ to see what happens, and it'll make me a bigger fan of him. And while Nation, I saw the match against Ricochet from Evolve 35, and that really opened my eyes. Like, I knew he was really athletic and stuff. So this match would just be like, I don't know which way they're going to take this match, like which way it's going to go in. Like, maybe it's going to be hard-hitting, or it's going to be like flashy for Uha, and then Ciampa hits him with like knees and stuff. But I'm really excited for this one. And it was interesting that you said that Ciampa doesn't really stand out in PWG, because I think like he's really good at like just going quick on his feet, like doing stuff. Like, he always gets a great reaction for PWG when he like when he bites people's hands or something, or on Bola when he what are you doing, Bola? He like hit Chuck Taylor in like his oh my god, I can't even remember. He like scared Chuck Taylor to do slow motion or something like that. Which,
oh, is that that when I did that slow motion stuff?
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then Bobby Fish cut it off, which was classic. But Ciampa, I really think like he can shine anywhere. And I'm hoping the PCW fans really react to this, and especially that they love Uha.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Like, the first show, I think, can be the best show, but there's a lot of other stuff too that can be amazing out of this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we said we wouldn't talk about every match, but on that first show, we spoke about every single match, but even Broadus Clay got a little bit of airtime. But yeah, so what we'll do now, we'll just move on to the second show, but not cover every match, just a glimpse of it, because we've already recorded 20 minutes and we don't want to go for too long. So yeah, what we'll do now is move on to the second show, November the 29th. So, making his first appearance of the weekend, the current PCW champion, someone I imagine you're familiar with from his WWE days, Chris Masters.
The masterpiece.
Yeah. He's going to be going up against Michael Elgin. Now, briefly, you know, it's no secret I'm not a WWE fan, and I'm not, wasn't too familiar with Chris Masters' work in WWE. But when I went to my one and only PCW show, he was on the card, and someone who was there with me was a big fan of PCW, but also followed the WWE products, and he said, you'll be surprised of how the guy can work. Now, I'd already seen... I think that night he was in the match with Johnny... Johnny Nitro? What's the name of him? Well, we know him. John Morrison, that was
John
Morrison. The John Morrison Noam Dar match was that night. But I think just edging it out in the end was Chris Masters against Chris Travis. Chris Masters really surprised me that night. So they're going in there against Michael Elgin in this one. It should be a good match indeed.
Chris Masters never really blown me away with when I watched him in WWE, when I did watch WWE for a little while. Now I'm not really watching it, like not at all, which is because I don't really like it. But off a negative, I'm glad Chris Masters is doing well for himself in England, as he's UK, as he's been there a lot, right? And Michael Elgin, like this is pretty much going to be a good match, and they're probably going to step it up to a really good match as Elgin does that. Like, I do like Elgin in the ring. Nothing really too special about this match, though. So that's pretty much it for that match that I think about it.
Yeah, moving on, looking at some of the other matches. A match that's happened before, the Briscoes up against Red Dragon. We know what that's going to be like. That's going to be very good. And a match that's going to get both you and I excited. And I think when we both get to watch it, we'll both be, waxing lyrical over it, as Mark Andrews takes on ACH. That's just going to be just some crazy stuff. Talk about... high-flying, fast-paced, 450s and moonsaults and everything else in between. You know, this match is going to be corkscrew, planches and whatever else.
Forgetting gravity, if I have to go to a really good UK guy, Pac.
Taupe, Connie, Lowe's, all sorts are going to be in this one. It's going to be just an amazing match, and I think it's going to be one of the first matches I look forward to be honest, whether I watch it online on the on-demand service or wait for the DVD. It's going to be one of the first matches I go to. And another match that's going to be on the second show, that is ultra appealing. I've got, again, two guys we spoke about quite a bit so far, Noam Dar and Adam Cole. I've got a feeling they may have wrestled before. I couldn't be 100%, but I don't know. It could be a first-time match, I'm not sure. But This is going to be a very good match indeed, and I think where I say Mark Andrews against HH might be one of the first matches I go to, I think this might be the second match I go to.
Yeah. To
be honest with you, you know, because this is going to be an outstanding match indeed. What's your thoughts on that one?
I just think it's going to be, yeah, probably the second best of the first best matches. They're similar, but they're different enough. Like Noam Dar looks kind of like the underdog. Adam Cole is a cocky asshole for the most part, but he's so good at it that I like it. But some people might not. And since it's in the UK, which helps Noam Dar, and it's gonna help the crowd get on his side. And it's not gonna be it's completely different from the Mark Andrews ACH match. Like why we're looking for that one.
Yeah.
This one's completely different, which makes it great because every match on the show is going to be most likely different, which I enjoy about wrestling.
That's the thing, yeah. I mean, two different matches, but we're both going to want to, I am anyway, be seeking them both out for different reasons. So yeah, it's going to be really good indeed. Moving on. We're going to have a four-way match. It's going to see UR Nation against El Ligero and Tommaso Ciampa and BJ Whitmer. Interesting to see, obviously, it's going to be UR Nation in there against Ciampa again, but obviously with a mix of Ligero and BJ Whitmer as well. What do you know of El Ligero? Have you seen much of it? Did you ever see the match on the PCW YouTube channel with him and Akira Tozawa?
I think I watched it. I don't have a lot of recollection of that match.
Yeah. And I know like a lot of the fans over here voted that as like, I think the UK match of the year that year, so...
Well, maybe I'll have to go watch that back, obviously.
Yeah.
And he was on Progress Chapter 13. I did catch him on that. And he just, like, I can't say he reminds me of El Generico, but the only reason it is because it's, like, two, like, kind of generic, no pun intended, luchador names. And, like, he just have a different type of mask. And maybe I think Ciampa is going to be, like, going to be even angrier. Like, if he loses, he's definitely going to be 10 times angrier. He's going to be headhunting in this match. Knees to the face repeatedly. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, so that's basically looking for... We haven't talked about anything, but again, under time constraints here. But that's the first show of the second day. But it's going to be in the afternoon. And then later that night, they'll come back with the third show of the weekend. Again, we've got Chris Masters, UR Nation. Team single against the Briscoe brothers. We've got another six-way match, which is going to see Martin Kirby, ACH, Bobby Fish, Mark Andrews, Noam Dar, and Roderick Strong. That's an interesting one, to say the least. That one is. That sounds very, very interesting indeed. Then we've got like a triple threat match with Kyle O'Reilly, Bubblegum, Adam Cole. Joey Hayes against Lance Storm. Manson and Dave Ryan against Delirious and Paul London. It's going to be crazy. Michael Elgin against BJ Whitmer. El Ligero against Tommaso Ciampa. And a special appearance by Booker T. Anything on that card that stands out?
Show 3, just pretty much Team Single versus the Briscoes. And the six-man.
Yeah. It's two very good matches again for different reasons as well. But that six-man... It's an intriguing one, indeed, that one. Very intriguing and one I'm going to enjoy watching, and I am for sure. So moving on to the final night. That's proper skipped over show 3 there. Moving on to the final night. Now, this is supposed to be, well, it's being billed as, you know, an all Ring of Honor show. We're doing, you look at the first match on there. It's UR Nation against Michael Elgin. And unless I'm mistaken, UR Nation hadn't been in Ring of Honor, but that's just me being picky. But that should be a good match, UR Nation against Michael Elgin. We've got Adam Cole going against Chris Masters again. Chris Masters, to my knowledge, unless I'm missing something, hasn't been in Ring of Honor before till this weekend, if you can say that. Then we've got no disqualification match, Team Single against Red Dragon. Team Single, definitely not been in Ring of Honor. I'm just keeping some scenes to be picking holes in it now for some reason. We've got ACH against Cedric Alexander. I believe they've wrestled before. I would say. Tommaso Ciampa against Jay Briscoe. I think that'll be probably the match of the night. Just predicting it now. Tommaso Ciampa against Jay Briscoe. Paul London against Delirious. Roderick Strong against Mark Briscoe. What are your thoughts on some of their matches?
Well, I think Ciampa against Briscoe is going to be the match of the night as well for the ROH World title. It's just too... Jay Briscoe's pissed off for no reason all the time, which makes him have an edge to him, and why fans love him or hate him, for the most part love him. And Ciampa is pissed off at Nigel in his own home country, so forgot to mention that. See what he does to the UK guys the previous nights. But and then let's see, UHA Nation versus Michael Elgin will be two muscle-bound guys like that who can do athletic, very athletic moves. And I just noticed on the graphic on the website, it says there's two world champions of ROH. That's weird.
Does it mean the tag team champions?
No, it says ROH world champion Michael Elgin and then ROH world champion Jay Briscoe.
Maybe it's just a mistake. Yeah. I think when it was originally all booked and et cetera, Elgin was a champion, I think.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just not an insult, but not a reason not to not watch these shows, which would be pretty dumb if you thought not to, if there was a graphic wrong.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not.
But
no, so, yeah.
It doesn't matter. All these shows should be good, and some are obviously going to be better than others. And just it should be a great weekend out in the UK.
Most definitely, you know, like I say, some fans will be at all shows. I mean, I know a guy who's going to some of the PCW ones, but they're missing the last show on the Sunday to go to Progress and stuff like that.
Not a bad choice, to be honest.
Yeah, the weekend is always going to be cracking. And kudos to PCW and the promoter Stephen Flutter for putting this on for the fans. It's a big thing, four shows over 3 days. You know, big thing. You know, something he's done before, but like I say, does good things for the fans up there, and they, like I say, they support him quite well, and he's repaying them with good shows and great matches. So, yeah. So anyone listening who's going, just want to say, you know, have a good time, and I'm sure you'll see some type of wrestling that you haven't quite seen before while being PCW fans. So yeah, that's it.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, carry on.
Let's see, I had it just in my head right now. I hope these shows open up some UK fans who don't know Ring of Honor to watch Ring of Honor, as they're one of the best companies right now. I'm not saying that because I really like them. I think it's true. And then I hope that the fans and people who watch demand enough to bring some UK guys over to ROH or to America, as this could be a real launching pad to bring a UK guy back in ROH, as there hasn't been a consistent one since Doug Williams or Nigel McGuinness, who are two great UK wrestlers that I really like. And Nigel is one of my favorites, so I'm really hoping that these guys, one of the guys, could be just one, capitalize on the opportunity to maybe stand out to ROH officials, whoever, bring the talent in, just to get them over in America.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something that's been spoke about recently, and even the PCW promoters come out and said, hopefully, you know, get the chance for some of the British guys to get a look in. Over in the US, but you know, I've got my own thoughts on that. It's stuff I've spoke about before, about, you know, people say, well, why is it, you know, promoters are bringing over US guys, and yet, you know, there's not many of our guys going over there, etc. But like I say, that's a whole different discussion for a different day, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That's it. So,
good talk.
Big weekend.
Good talk.
Yeah. Big weekend for you know, Ring of Honor and PCW. So, yeah, just want to thank you for coming on, Justin.
No,
of course, I know you'll be back later on with your other US indie news. Obviously, you've got bit of stuff to talk about you. But yeah, thanks for coming on, and hopefully it's not as long till we're on the show talking again, and and we can maybe talk about a bit of stuff after we've both seen some of the matches from the from this weekend, and we can have a chat about that and record that and stuff like that, put it on the podcast.
Yeah,
nice one. So yeah, thanks again, and have a good rest of the day. Thanks for taking the time out for coming on, and like I say, for the rest of you guys listening, we'll go straight to a break now, and then we'll be back with more after this. In a bit, guys.
He's just a rascal. He's just a rascal. He's just a rascal. Is he rascal? He's just a rascal. He's just a rascal. He's just a rascal.
Yo, my name is Bubblegum, member of Team Single and the Boy in the Corner, and you are listening to the UK's number one independent wrestling podcast, The Indie Corner. So yo ho, let's go.
And we're back, guys. First off, thanks to Justin for that. Much appreciate him coming on and chatting to me about them shows. Like I said on there, you know, anyone going to the show is going to have a great time, and I look forward to reading the comments, etc. Obviously, if anyone wants to contact us about it and give us their views, they can via personal message over on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheIndieCorner, or over on Twitter @TheIndieCorner. Like I say, if you're at the show and you want to make comments live, feel free to tweet the comments over. Guys, what we're going to do now is just talk about the Progress Show, Chapter 16, coming up this Sunday. I am scheduled to be out there. I've got a ticket, I believe it's for about second row, so it should be a good view wherever I get to sit. Just hope I can make it down there. The first match we'll talk about is a street fight between Al Ligero and Michael Gilbert. Michael Gilbert, of course, is ironically using the gimmick, and no gimmick required. And Michael Gilbert is also known elsewhere as Michael Whiplash, very good wrestler, I must say, got off the bat, you know, very good technical type wrestler. It'll be interesting to see him in a street fight. Ligero has been in street fights before, so it's an interesting one indeed. I mean, this has been building up for quite a while, you know. Gilbert basically telling Ligero, you know, he's better than this, as in being a mass luchador and stuff like that. You know, he thinks that Ligero could, with his skills and stuff like that, could do some different. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Like I say, a bit of fuel behind the fire of this one indeed. So should be a good match, nice and wild all over the building, I expect. Talking of matches with a lot of history between them, Will Ospreay's going up against Paul Robinson. And on the line is going to be Will's Thunder Bastard, basically his title, up for grabs, you know, which he earned at Chapter 14. So, yeah, you know, these two, after Paul Robinson turned his back on Will Ospreay, of course, they were a tag team as the Swords of Essex, but, you know, Paul Robinson turned his back on him and then sided with Jimmy Havoc and went on to form Regression. So, yeah, these two in Progress really don't like each other. So again, with the Thunder Bastard title on the line, you know, it's going to be an intense affair. A match I'm really looking forward to, I must say, is between, you know, Marty Scurll and Noam Dar. Noam Dar, one of the brightest talents in the UK. He's probably bored of hearing that all the time, but, you know, it's just a fact, you know. He's you know, he's one of our very best and very unique about what he does. I think Justin and I covered that earlier in the PCW view when Noam Dar was mentioned. You know, just stands out quite a bit as compared to a lot of the guys on the scene. And Marty Scurll, you know, I haven't been nothing but impressed with Marty Scurll over the last year. He's been really, really good to watch. You know, how he's for me, how his wrestling's changed, but the big thing is how his character's changed. You know, he's come into this this villain gimmick, so to speak. You know, and he's you know, does a really good job as that, under that guise as well. So really looking forward to seeing Marty Scurll go up against Noam Dar. We're going to have a Natural Progression series semi-final. The first semi-final, I believe, out of the two. Or is it the second? No, it's the second one, sorry. This is going to see Ali Armstrong against Zach Diamond Gibson. Now, I've never actually seen Ali Armstrong wrestle, I don't believe. But I've seen Zach Diamond Gibson wrestle numerous times. And, you know, despite being a Liverpool fan, you know, I won't hold that against him. You know, he's a very, very good wrestler. And I personally would like to see him go through in this one and go into the final. But we'll have to wait and see. Ali Armstrong is obviously graduate from the pro Joe, so we'll have to see how this one unfolds. Should be a good match between one like young wrestler recently who has only been in wrestling for a short time up against Zach Gibson, who's been around quite a bit now. You know, remember first seeing him in the FWA in the mid 2000s, so yeah, been around quite a bit. Now you've also got this big first career match, the heavyweight House of Pain, Sticks, going up against RJ Singh. And this past week, I believe it was Thursday now as I'm recording this, may have been Tuesday night, they had that live one-to-one type Q&A type thing, hosted by Callum Leslie over on YouTube. You know, Callum asked some questions and there were some questions from the fans, and then the two of them debated things out. And yeah, you know, it's going to be an interesting one to see what happens in this one. Don't know who I'm rooting for. You know, like both guys. Spoke to RJ many times, and he's been on the show a couple of times. And Sticks, you know, always a nice guy, and I've encountered him in various ways or whatever. So yeah, you know, not sure who I'm rooting for in this one. Be interesting to see what the outcome is. We've got the Progress Tag Team Championship on the line as FSU. The current champions, who are Mark Andrews and Eddie Dennis, who were taking on Screwing Wrestling, who of course are Mark Haskins and Shah Samuels. Haskins Samuels have been, you know, going after this for a while. You know, I think, you know, just, you know, we've got this. They've got this Screwing Wrestling thing, and I think, you know, if they were to win that championship, you know, I think it could be a turning point in Progress, to be honest, with characters like that holding the title. So be interesting one in that one, but I wouldn't be too surprised at all if there was a title change. But either way, it's going to be a very good match. Haskins, I don't believe, has wrestled for quite a while. I think he's been out injured, so hopefully he's okay and he can compete in this. You know, everyone knows he's I always believe, go on record saying I believe he's ours. When I say ours, I say UK best wrestler. You know, he can do it all, technical, high fly, very fluent in everything he does. And his character, especially as a bad guy character like he's in Progress and like he was in Fight Club Pro when he used to go there, you know, very, very good under that. And Shah Samuels, he's just like that too, an absolutely brilliant bad guy wrestler, whereas you've got Eddie and Mark, who are the total opposite. So good combination in this match, the out and out good guy tag team against the out and out bad guy tag team. Should be a very good match indeed. That takes us to the main event. I think it could be Jimmy Havoc's toughest test so far, as he's going to be defending the title against Rampage Brown and Dave Mastiff. I mean, he's in there with two beasts, so it'd be interesting if he can squirm out of this one with his title. Just recently, Jimmy released a video on YouTube where he actually, you know, he had the Progress Championship, shall we say, the Nazi staff, broke into two and into a metal dustbin, and basically just set it on fire and burnt it. So he said he's got some replacement as a title to show his champion, and I believe he's going to bring that out this Sunday. So be interesting to see. But like I say, the more interesting thing is going to be who's going to end up at the end of the night with the championship, who is going to be the Progress Heavyweight Champion. We'll have to wait and see. Looks like Jimmy's, you know, despite what people think, and, you know, the people hate him and he hates the people in just as equally fashion. But any of those three guys will make a credible champion in Progress. Rampage Reign and Dave Mastiff or Jimmy Havoc, I must say. You know, so we'll have to wait and see how it pans out. But really looking forward to that one. And I think there's going to be points in the match where Jimmy Havoc is going to be on some serious double teaming by Rampage and Dave, and they're just going to basically beat the shit out of him, if you can't say any more. So that's it. That's the Progress show this coming Sunday. Completely sold out. There is a waiting list, but I imagine any tickets that become available will be going to the people that are on the waiting list already. So, yeah, hopefully you have got a ticket. if I am there and you do recognise me, come and say hello. We'll have a chat. It's going to be packed full of 700 rabid fans. So and we're all going to see a really great show. So I'm really looking forward to that one.
This is Jimmy Havoc, the Progress Wrestling Champion. I'm kind of a big deal, but you should know that already. If you come and watch Progress, then you'll know that I fucking hate every single one of you. But you should still follow me on Twitter, at Jimmy Havoc. You're listening to the number one independent wrestling podcast, The Indie Corner.
So other shows this weekend is Shropshire Wrestling Alliance on the 28th are going to present their latest show. It's going to see a 20-man Goldust Rumble, as well as a SWA Championship Street Fight, which will see the champion Joey Sanchez against Mark Morgan. LCW Leicester Championship Wrestling also on the 28th. They have their big super show. Heavyweight champion Paul Malin will be taking on former WWE star Kurt Hawkins, and a tag team championship four-way match, which will see champions Max Angelis and Barricade defend against Jack Stars and Jimmy Meadows, the Hunter Brothers, and Will Ospreay teaming with Robbie X. Pro Wrestling Chaos on the 29th return with a King of Chaos championship match. The champion Mike Bird puts a title on the line against Alex Steel, and also on that night the Hunter Brothers have challenged the Lionhearts to a match. That's going to be a really good match indeed. XWA are back on the 29th down in Colchester. Heavyweight champion Damien O'Connor goes up against indie legend Chris Hero. The Pro Wrestling Eve title will be on the line as champion Nikki Storm will go up against Rhea O'Reilly. Mentioned Future Shock 78 earlier. Also on the show on the 30th, the fantastic Jack Gallagher goes against the equally as awesome Zach Diamond Gibson. The Future Shock's Women's Championship is up on the line as Tony Storm challenges Danny Hunter. And the 2014 Trophy Tournament semi-finals and finals will be decided between Sam Bailey, Cyanide in the first semi-final, T-Bone and Deadly Damon Lee in the second semi-final, of course with the winners going into the final battling for the trophy. So that's it for the news. Just before we sign off and hand you back to Justin for the US Indie News, as it's Black Friday, I'm doing a bit of a deal over on the Indie Corner, that big cartel. 3 DVDs for the price of 2, cheapest one free. Don't order through the website though, because obviously you'll just mess up the order. So just email me, theindiecorner@aol.co.uk with your order or any questions, etc. So yeah, that's it for this week, guys. Like I say, if you're off to Progress or PCW Ring of Honor, have a good time. Like I say, be sure to let us know. So what we're doing now, we'll head over to Justin's US Indie News. That'll end the show. So until next week, guys, take care.
Justin DeVirgilio here to present this week's edition of the US Indie News segment, as we have some news from WWN, New Japan, and ROH News. So let's just get into it here. As for WWN, they will be bringing you back to the very famous King of the Indies tournament that was ran back in 2001.
as
it featured guys like Loki, Christopher Daniels, Bryan Danielson, Super Dragon was in that, just to name some guys. Oh, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Frankie Azarian, Brian Kendrick, Adam Pearce, Doug Williams. So it sounded like I was going to stop there, but obviously the list went on, and those guys were successful. So this is the first time it's being ran since 2001, and it will be a part of WrestleMania weekend in California. It's going to be March 2015. It says here, as part of the WWN experience, there will be a two-day tournament on March 27th, 28th, spotlighting today's top independent wrestlers. So hopefully it does what it says and it brings in guys that people don't really know too much about or never heard of before and bring them to the forefront. And here's some other news regarding a tweet, a Q&A that Gabe Sapolsky, owner of Dragon Gate USA and Evolve, he participated in a Q&A on his Twitter a couple days ago, and somebody tweeted him, "Return to Philly soon," like not in those exact words, but, and he said working on something now, so hopefully that gets announced soon, maybe before this year's up, as that's great news for me, as since the ECW arena has been opened up for the past year, for running shows, hopefully they bring Dragon Gate USA / Evolve back to the ECW arena in South Philly, and I'm hoping to go to see the first some of my favorite wrestlers there, just to name a few: Ricochet, Johnny Gargano, Rich Swann, AR Fox. Now on to the New Japan news, as AXS announced that New Japan is going to be on their television show, 13-episode series, it's going to air on Friday nights, starting January 16, 2015. And this is awesome for me, as it's going to be New Japan in America. It's not going to be like new TV and stuff like that. It says here the first episode that will air will feature Tanahashi vs. Okada for the IWGP World Title from the January 4th, 2013 Tokyo Dome show. And again this year, 2015, they're going to meet again for that title. And the other 12 episodes will feature the most exciting matches from New Japan's Japanese broadcasts and pay-per-views. So this is awesome, just to see New Japan in America, and hopefully that pay-per-view does well. I'm hoping to watch that. And here's some more news out of New Japan, as that Yoshitatsu, formerly known as Yoshitatsu in the WWE, has reportedly suffered a broken neck in two places due to landing awkwardly while getting hit with the Styles Clash, which I don't want to go into that. I don't want to go on a rant about that, about whatever that move, it should be banned or not. He got hurt, and he could be out over a year, and he had to be taken out of the World Tag League, which is terrible to see a guy get hurt, and hopefully he gets back as soon as possible. So now, to the ROH news, as ROH is supposed to come back to Philly on January 24th, and now that's still true, and it's been switched from the National Guard Armory to the ECW Arena, which is great for me. And here's just to give you guys a little something of what ROH is going to be doing after Final Battle. So it's Final Battle on December 7th, then it's January 3rd, TV taping in Nashville, January 24th, the show in Philly, 30th and 31st is the Winter Warriors Tour in Dearborn and Dayton, TV taping on February 21st in Atlanta, March 1st, the 13th anniversary show in Vegas, which is on Sunday, so most likely on pay-per-view, ROH show in Milwaukee and Chicago like they usually run, and then Supercard of Honor in California, WrestleMania weekend. And now here's the updated card for Final Battle, as it's a Fight Without Honor ROH World title match, Jay Briscoe vs. Adam Cole, ROH TV title match, Jay Lethal vs. Matt Sydal, ROH tag title match, Red Dragon, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly vs. the Time Slayers, Alex Shelley and Kushida, grudge match between Michael Elgin and Tommaso Ciampa, revenge matches is being billed, RD Evans vs. Moose, mentor vs. student, Roderick Strong vs. Adam Page, both formerly in the decade, Adam Page is still there. I'm pretty sure Roderick Strong is not there anymore. Six-man tag, Young Bucks and ACH vs. The Addiction, Christopher Daniels and Frank Kazarian, and Cedric Alexander. So that match can probably steal the show. Also scheduled, Mark Briscoe, Jimmy Jacobs, BJ Whitmer, and Hanson. Hoping they find a good singles match for Hanson. So that's all the news for this week. You guys can follow me on Twitter at JDIVIRGILIO4 and check me on the Indie Corner. So that's all the news for this week. And thanks for listening, guys. I'm out.
Reach for the sky, boy. Go! The iron idol, I pay the gasoline. We'll hang your spiders one by one. This time the Emerald Master, I whip the traitor jokes. We've got this servant's all the same.